92.7. September is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and experts are urging families not to walk this journey alone. Dementia is one of the most difficult diagnoses a family can face, and social workers say support for caregivers is just as important as care for the patient. Hot 1027's Tara Penny reports.
Over time, I realized that just as much as the person with dementia needs support, so do the families need support. And even the caregivers in the situation need support.
That's social worker Hilton Marks, who's been caring for dementia patients for 20 years. Hilton knows looking after a loved one with this disease can be both emotionally and physically draining.
One morning I came to work and I'd got a message to say that one of the residents had died. So I went over to the dementia unit and I saw one of the caregivers standing in the corridor and she was crying. And I said, I'm really sorry to hear that person died. And she said to me, Mr. Hilton, they become our fathers. And so that encouraged me to start a support group for the caregivers.
Hilton is warning dementia care should never be faced in isolation.
Trying to travel this journey alone is incredibly difficult and it's unhealthy and it's dangerous.
And he acknowledges guilt is a common struggle for families deciding on long-term care.
I often hear people say to me, but I promised my mother I'd never put her in a home. Or my mother said if ever I put her in a home, she would never forgive me. And sometimes people need to deal with that conflict situation because sometimes it's just not possible to keep on trying to care for somebody at home.
Crucially, when it comes to slowing the decline of dementia, Hilton says keeping patients engaged is just as important as medical care.
Just because somebody has been diagnosed with dementia doesn't mean that they can be left to just sit in a chair all day and look out of the window.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.